tuned in right now. You're tuned into Live Talk ID Connection, brought to you live by Studio 7, a Voice of America, on Tuesday, July 27, 2021. I'm your host, Mike Ove. Once again, Mudia Zimbabwe, if you tuned in right now, welcome, wherever you are in the world joining us. Welcome, you're tuned in to Live Talk The Connection. We're coming to you live from our studios. It's Studio 7 in Washington, D.C. Tonight on The Connection, Mudia Zimbabwe, namhlanje kuhlelo lethu labasakhulayo, nasi njongo cha nichebe chitniki, we continue focusing on the COVID-19 pandemic. We speak to Zimbabwean youths of different professions, Mudia Zimbabwe, to hear more about how the global pandemic, umkhuhlane we coronavirus, COVID-19, how it is affecting their work. If you're looking to join us, Mudia Zimbabwe, you can call us live on air. The number to call is +1 202 619 2077. For those that are streaming this conversation live on Facebook, kindly share the program with your networks. Mudia Zimbabwe, link our code to live on VOA Shona, VOA NWA, and VOA Studio 7. Also, remember to press the like button. Ukuthi sibone ukuthi ngempela zulukandaba likhona, sisonke like. So, also feel free to write the comments in the comment section, and we're going to be reading them live on air. Without wasting time, Mudia Zimbabwe, let us delve into tonight's discussion. First up, an update on COVID-19. Now, according to the most recent information released by the Ministry of Health and Childcare, Zimbabwe currently has 99,944 confirmed COVID-19 cases, 67,827 recoveries, 3,173 deaths. Now, last night alone, 8,716 PCR tests were conducted, 2,050 new cases were detected, 1,914 recoveries, and 79 deaths. Of those 79 deaths, 12 are in Bulawayo, 12 are in Harare, 7 are in Manicaland, 3 are in Mashonaland Central, 13 are in Mashonaland East, 13 are in Mashonaland West, 10 in Midlands, 1 in Matabeleland North, and 8 are in Matabeleland South. Now, the country currently has 28,944 active COVID-19 cases. To date, Mudia Zimbabwe, 1,491,493 people have taken the COVID-19 vaccine. Now, when we talk about how many people have taken both the first and the second jab, 687,216 people have taken both jabs. As we speak, Mudia Zimbabwe, is currently under level 4 of the COVID-19 lockdown. Remember, it was supposed to come to an end today. However, we just recently got information Now, to get a bigger picture of what things currently look like in Zimbabwe's major hospitals, recently Studio 7 correspondent Ezra Chisaswanda spoke to some Zimbabweans about the vaccination program and, of course, the COVID-19 pandemic. Let us head over to a conversation that Ezra Chisaswanda had with Ambilo Hospital Director Professor Solwayo Ngwenya to hear more about what's happening in Bulawayo.
Professor Solwayo Ngwenya, get this pity bit isn't going to come in.
I haven't to have a power of test, but I want to buy a visa my contact. I want to have a coronavirus. You are one of the present this pity pit, but I need our package. My wife knows what test. But this is where I community on the Avanza. I want to hotel, Lava, community, Lava, Sala, Omanesva, Katama, public transport, Vanza. I saw the CM to Wonka Avanza, coronavirus.
Katas Kona Women Jan, La Pagasava, Kulava, Kona, Iwat Yakole, Kuele, Kumbaiva.
Ah, that's Lava, want to ask Amatimonoli.
Indaba zohlatshwa ke zimi njani zona?
Usasa abantu bathatha namhlanje bona ama health workers la banengi sibiza bana abalayini lezenzini bafuna ukuhlabisa.
Abantu uzule ngihamba ngathi maklini ungatshela abantu njengomkhulu lapha kobulawa ukuthi abantu baye emaklini ngaphlaa.
Ye abantu kumele baye emaklini basizule babo khona ngaso. Selayini kujuke manje sibinyeniye nxa sebesiyeniyeni njalo babenompola umkhuhlane. Yikho kungcono umuntu ayefundele lapha eklini beseduze kulayini ekhangele ukuthi akulalayini endle ahlatshwe kuhle.
Wena waqongosela ngomkhuhlane lo omnyaka ophelileyo, waqongosela wathi umkhuhlane lo ukhona uzabuya kuzaba no-third wave, abantu bezontokoza ba-second wave, bazabe bakubhilile. Manje kathesi njona ke sukukhanya ukuthi wawukhona iqiniso, uthini ngento ezinhle?
Ngithi abantu kumele umkhuhlane lowo bawuhlonitshisile ngoba ngumkhuhlane omubi kakhulu, njalo ngumkhuhlane ozadiliza into efumula eminingi ma singazange sananzelele. Kumele silandele khona lokho okukhulunywa yi-WHO ukuthi abantu baziphathe njani, ngoba nxa abantu bengalandeli lo okukhulunywayo umkhuhlane lo uyamemetheka. Njengoba kathesi sesibona ukuthi sokuthiwa sokulama-new variant la asekhona, la ama-new variant akhanya anamathela masinya, njalo senamathela konke labantwana labadala esiya phambili. Ikubona ukuthi abantu kathesi nxa singaziphathanga kuhle abantu abaningi bazatshabalala emhlabeni.
Kulezi nsuku sizwa ama-report amaningi kunabantu abafaya abaningi, kambe abantu ngaphandle kwakhona kukhona abangazilondoloza kwakho ngaphandle kokuthi bahlatshwe?
Hayi, akaningi ukuthi umkhuhlane lona vele uyalandela lapho kulabantu abaningi khona, lapho kulesiminyeminye khona lapho utholakala khona. Njalo abantu lapha ngiyabona abantu ama-face mask la, uyathola umuntu efake i-face mask ilenga lapho emsinjeni la, kavali imlomo kavali amakhala, kuzibuza ukuthi kathi pho umuntu lo ugqokelani i-face mask. Khona lokhuyana i-face mask ababili kunjela ugqokelelani ugqokile umkhuhlane ukuthi usuke kimi usiya kuwe ngisuka kuwe ufika kimi kuyayenza ukuthi hayi umkhuhlane ungaze wamemetheka. Yikho siyacela abantu ukuthi baziphathe, lo mkhuhlane ufuna umuntu oziphathayo, njalo uyageza izandla bengaze basihamba kathi sokuningi kakhulu. Abantu uyathe umuntu esile bagijima khona phana besiyahamba ngomuntu lana, xa igula begijime bonke besiyahamba ngomuntu. Uyabona bebuya lapha ekazwazi beya bengu-10 bethwala umuntu eyi-1. Umuntu lana nxa yelawo umkhuhlane uyathi esifa ichiye phefumulelela abana abantu, abana abantu sebehamba besuka lapho sebesiyabuthana endlini enseni bebiza abantu. Sakani abantu jiba sebethelela abanye abantu labana abaeko sisithi kalesi zimba lezi hhayi kumele sinazelele sibili ngoba aphela ufike hayi abantu abantu asikhalelanini emafonini, sikhalelanini kuma-WhatsApp, sikhulumisana, ukhambe uphele isihlobo. Nanxa usiyabeka umuntu emangcwabeni ungaze kwakuhlanjwa. Mina ngibona inamba le yamashumi amathathu la, ngibona ingani lokhu emaningi kakhulu. Kuhambe abantu abalutshwana, abantu abaichumi nje kuphela, abantu abaclose close ama-relatives kube yibo ababeka ungwenya. Hayi khona ukuthi kubuye inkalakatha zabantu ezimangalisayo zabe ziyanompola umkhuhlane.
Hayi Dr. Ngwenya, siyabonga kakhulu ke lo msebenzi wakho omkhulu kangaka. Kathi sinyona ke ungumuntu umuntu ngawuhlela ehofisini kodwa ukhona ukhangela abantu kunzima lapha. Siyabonga kakhulu Ngwenya.
Ngiyabonga.
Well, Maria Zimbabwe, that was Ezra Jesus Banda speaking to Dr. Or Professor Solwaye Ngwenya. He is the director of Mpilo Hospital. Ube xoxa ngempela echasisa okunengi vanga vachiti tsanangura ka Professor Solwaye Ngwenya zvauri kusangana nazvo kuvulawayo. Vachiti aiwa zvipatara zvakawanda, kwete kuvulawayo chete, but zvipatara zvakawanda munyika zviri kusangana nematambudziko akawanda. Pane vanhu vakati wandei pari zvino vari kuda kubayiwa nhomba, saka vari kuti aiwa vari kukumbira kahurumende kuti ivabatsire. So ilo ludaba esilalo kuhlelo lwethu lwabasakhulayo Zulu kandaba. You heard there from old Professor Solwaye Ngwenya ubechasisa ngempela talking about Zimbabwe's vaccination program and of course what's happening at Mpilo Hospital. Now to better understand what's happening in Bulawayo, going to Tuzethunqa, we are joined via telephone by Unkosi Khona Dibiti. He's the founder of Community Podium, joining us live via telephone. Dibiti, welcome to the program. Bafwa, how are you doing? It seems as though he's linking with Utiviti. We're going to try get him back on the telephone. Sizo Ogunengi, na loko kwenzakala yogobulawa yogontu tuzethunqa. But just to check out ukuthi abantu bathini, siyabona ukuthi ngempela abantu sebeqalungena kuhlelo, vanhu vachothanga kupinda muchirongwane uwandu wavo. Tukona papeje redu repa VOA Studio 7. Hanzi na Andres Viega, tiripo pa live talker, tirikuno ku Mozambique. Tinotenda zvikurusa nekupinda muchirongwa. Josa Makasa Bangwe, everywhere. I'm watching you live in Malawi. Gukasile tu elevio endebele aswanu abantu sebekale yini ukungena kuhlelo. Nangu usikhumbuzo uthi happy happy Mike Hobe ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo mlalazi. Thank you so much for joining us. Asifiso Ndlovu uthi salibonani. Asifiso siyabonga ngokungena kuhlelo. Nangu Mzila uthi linjani mdala kanti Theswa sirisa khulu kanti Mzila siyabonga ngokungena kuhlelo. Nangu Prince uyabhola uthi God bless the people, siyabonga kakhulu ngokungena kuhlelo. Thank you so much to everybody who's joining us. But whilst we wait for Unkosi Khona DVD, let's head over to some of the other videos that Ezra Chisa Swanda has had a talk labantu zulukandaba na loko kwenza kala yo gobula wayo. Na, okay, nyezo uti uDBT use pendugile. DBT is back on the line. DBT, welcome to the program, Bafo. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, Mike. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm doing great, Bafo. Thank you so much for taking time out to join us, man. Utawesi lalugutlelo, COVID-19. I know Bulawayo is one of the places whereby it has a couple of hotspots. The same applies in different parts of the country. What's your impression on everything that's happening in the country, Bafo?
Right now, we are in a situation where there's a lot of talk about the vaccine, you know. Everywhere around the city, Bulawayo, that's why we're going to be queuing there for the vaccine. And it's been the talk also so far, and people are just going and now is that added four vaccination centers from the ones that we had in the private sector. And I also have the Sarah. So there's a whole lot of talk about new vaccinator more right now.
Could this be proof ukuthi abantu sebeqalile ngempela ukwamukela lolu hlelo, like people started embracing the vaccination program?
Yes, I think abantu sebeqalile ukunanzelela ukuthi i-corona isikhona and iyabulala. Why? Because that is sokufa abantu esibaziyo, sengazi ukuthi ngizwe ukuthi ubani ngasekho kuthiwe i-COVID, ubani ngasekho sekuthiwe i-COVID. So it's now getting closer to home. And the only way out where people are running to is getting the vaccine and getting vaccinated. So here are my conversations at the corner and I probably know it. And I even
Now, let's focus on that okwenzakalayo emakhaya Bafo, the rural areas. There's a couple other videos that we're going to play later on where abantu abasemaphandleni are speaking for themselves. But in your experiences, I know Community Podium sometimes delves into rural settlements, speaking to people, not just about COVID, but the experiences that they're going through. What are people saying about coronavirus? Sebezwe sister na okwenzakalayo elizweni?
Even in the community program, we've tried to really create awareness around no vaccine. So we partnered with the Matabele North COVID-19 Task Force team just to raise awareness about where people can go and vaccinate, vaccinate by toilets, and of course, we've got feedback when it's like particularly in Japan, where people are saying, but you know, our vaccination centers are cut down at this corner. So we like need them to board a bus or to even walk long distances to get to the vaccination centers in our Marichal. What are the conversation is we really want to vaccinate, but our vaccination centers are very far, which you need to part with money, which people don't actually have at this point in time to go and vaccinate. But however, you notice that our numbers, our vaccine, like I think in 2 weeks ago, we hit the first million of people who got their first jab.
That's correct.
You notice that the people who are like the people who got the, I don't know, the information hasn't come in that segment, which gonna, it's more about pandemic, not like you said, Cholocho said, and guy said, want to know how it has gotten there, like for the people who are in the remotest of places, who are actually giving feedback to say, yes, we see your adverts, your posters about where we can go and vaccinate, but those places are still too far for us. So possibly, as we move towards, herd immunity, then there should be outreach programs, really, to get to some of these remotest of areas, Emakaya. Also, Emakaya, what we've seen is with report kubomatobo lapha sithi khona kwese kathi vaccine sithenile la senka ingale, you know, the road networks are quite bad, so for them to get the jab as soon as other places it's supposed to be a problem, but at least the vaccination process is actually taking place. Yeah, it's dependent, but which day in here is aware. That's the feeling that we are getting from the rural area. You find that the conversation mind is changed from COVID-19 is there. People are now conversating around the vaccination process. Mm-hmm. Which is the vaccination process, avant para ulamas theories, avanengi, whether spiritual, religious, or cultural. Mm-hmm. So those are the issues that are conversations that call, which I want to say, this was within the Piazza and Alpha, but itself. You know, there's a whole lot of conversation about that. But you can also so character 11 twins. Even if it's a corner, you would have to go have the day, they have injected.
Mm-hmm. Now, there's two things that you pointed out there that I want to touch on. Into Kala is there's a video earlier on that we played that I wish you were here for, where U Ezra Chisasvanda in Tatlis in Dabaya Studio 7, Ube Koka Lo, Professor Soloya Ngwenya. And one of the things that Professor Soloya Ngwenya highlights is Uti is Bethlehem, especially like places like Mbilo Hospital. We've heard same reports coming from places like Parinyatwa. But you will have been doing Mbela to the point where Bona Jenga Bongi, Abo Togotela, are they feeling a little overwhelmed? Have you been to any of these vaccination centers, and what have you seen?
The vaccination centers, I'm not sure how the process is like, or the being power in Nani. Because our vaccination centers, like we have visited, and through our social media platforms, they've actually shared some of these centers, even in Makaya, our team in any vaccine. The queues are always long. So I'm not sure what it is. I'm not about queues, Nana, because the people are many, or the process of vaccinating, or maybe collecting data is slow. So you find that Mr. Pace, there's always, on a daily basis, especially on a daily basis, people are queuing for the vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
My local team, especially in my residential areas,
mm-hmm.
we've seen young people even queuing. You know, it's easy for young people running at Saba to get out and to come to Saba. And we move on. Of course, there are conspiracy theories with the Nino Nasaba and Albanava, with the Ama Odevo, Exam, Nasaba and Albanava, Edevo, or you want to be admitted to university. But however, people are still going on to get the jab as well.
Mm-hmm. Now, Dibiti, whilst on the discussion here, vaccination jab, they're looking to step in and they're looking to use different parts that are closer to the people as vaccination points. Amongst them is, for example, our police stations. How beneficial do you think something like this would be?
It would be very beneficial, because right now what we're saying is, if we are to achieve herd immunity as per the plan, and according to the government, we are receiving about 5.5 million jabs around August, this coming month.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to further decentralize so that we go to where the people are. Herd immunity won't be possible if we don't go closer to where the people are, because the feedback that we are getting is also which can have Katan and the things are corner, Katan, cooking Chionadana, because those things are actually very far from where Abanyaban to stay. So, if the decentralization process is done, it will go a long way in terms of, you know, reaching out to everyone and give them a chance to be vaccinated. That would be very, very recommended. It's unfortunate that, you know, other stakeholders might have less to contribute, because it's about the Ministry of Health, the manpower of people who know how to do it, and get the resources to create those mobile outreach programs. I'm not sure about that, but that will come in handy, because we have tried as non-media to also escalate the message around the vaccine, where people can get vaccinated, and also show that other people are actually queuing for this and things like that. But however, we need to, it should be beneficial to have these outreach programs. Without the outreach programs, it should be impossible to get to other people, because they stay far from the clinic or the hospital, especially my car.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, Dibiti, let me hold you on the line there for a second. There's a video that I'd like to head over to. Then we're going to come back. I'd like to hear your thoughts on what comes out of this video. Now, Muriya Zimbabwe, earlier on I mentioned Uguti and Namhlanje Kuhlelo, Ezra Chisasmanda spoke to a lot of residents about their experience with the COVID-19 pandemic. Now, the next video that I would like to head over to is a conversation that Ezra had with a Bulawayo resident. His name is Bongani Dube. Bongani speaks more on the COVID-19 vaccine and, of course, the jab and the program. Let's head over to that video. Well, Muriya Zimbabwe, you're hearing there Ezra Chisasmanda speaking to Bongani Dube. Apanga chinyatso tsanangaroka wechidiki arichizvara cheZimbabwe anogara kaMubulawayo kugontutu zyatunga akabaiwawo nhomba saka ngachitsanangura zvakasangana nazvo angachiti aiwa iye process yake yekubaiwa nhomba zvakafamba mushe akabaiwa akapinda kabuda 10 minutes angachobaiwa nhomba uko kuMubulawayo kuMpilo Hospital. But now Muriya Zimbabwe, Ezra is not the only Studio 7 correspondent on the grounds speaking to Zimbabweans. Now, we also have another correspondent who was in Mangura recently. Studio 7 correspondent Nunurai Jenna also took to the streets of Mangura to hear people's thoughts on the vaccination program. Let us hear what one of the residents of Mangura had to say.
Kwenye kubai wano mbayo kutiviri ya COVID, maka mwono kate sayo?
Yee, taka chitora na sana kubai wano.
Maka bai wa yere?
Ayo, wa yedina sati.
Semu sati mabayo?
Ajia, njia zenda wano bai wano.
Kwa semu surukuno bai wa yesu?
Enda wano bai wano, wano kwa chichi zira, wakuti yeo kwa bai wano, yukana yungu na kwa wano, yukana yungu zumbocha, wakuna wano mwa bai wano, yukana mwono yungu wano bai wano.
Suno zikana wano bai wano, yukana sayo kuno.
Amwano kwa chichi, anika jitipa mwono kuno kuhara.
I'm going to go to the house.
Well, as Luganda Balea Muso Pela Unun Raichena Lapa Ubese Mangura Kuluma with one of the residents of Mangura Bekatsang and Bela Uti Ebona Emangura, what are they facing? Thank you so much to VOA or Studio 7 correspondent Nun Raichena for the amazing work he's doing there in Mangura. Now, DVD, back to you. Let's bring you back on the program here. I want to have you comment on both of the videos that we just played. Now, before I want to first touch on the first video of Ubongani, young person there, Ube Kuluma, about his experience as he got the his first jab. Are young people embracing the vaccination program, and are they behaving when it comes to COVID-19? Are they abiding by the protocols?
Yeah, so young people, Mike, in the last week in Mungun and the other one, I actually stay like 2 houses away from the clinic itself. So from Mungun and the other one, I noticed that most of the people who are there early, as early as to say, hey, my young people. Mm-hmm. Young people under 35 years, really. They are the ones who are there early enough, like, you know. So in conversations with some of them, I would agree with what Juan was saying, because in conversations with some of them, they highlight many things about, you know, the way people are dying. It's like you are just starting yourself, you know, and planning for your future in some way. And, the job site where they highlight, let's get home, I thought we know about the time, no job. Or it's either it's the academic side, maybe things can change here and there if you're not vaccinated. So, lastly, the conversations with young people in this case, virus is called the wishful, and then move on. So, most of them, you have to have a queue, it's 4 a.m., or 5 a.m., or 6, and take the first chair. So, that's what the conversation with young people are. They're not to lose without the jab. In a way, you know, because of the way the pandemic is wreaking havoc, and also the opportunities that might come that will require you to be vaccinated.
Mm-hmm. Now, I'm also a little more curious about what you just highlighted, which seems to be something that happened. Lapho waqala lolu hlelo lokuhlaba abantu ijekisen, when the vaccination program started, it was all voluntary, and yes, to this date, it's still voluntary, but you just mentioned something that is very important. There's some buildings, there's some places, there's some job opportunities that people are missing out on, especially abantu abasakhulayo, like you just highlighted. How are people reacting to this? Njengoba, it's now seeming as though sebekhuthazwa, but more in an enforcing manner, ukuthi bahlatshwe leli jekiseni.
What we are having now is a lot of communication, particularly from the government. You will notice that those that are employed by the Public Service Commission have been advised to vaccinate. And you see companies also putting up statements like Telwan saying, no, if you are not vaccinated, please excuse us, don't come to work. Those who are coming to work should be vaccinated. And you also notice that there's a report that was done by the committee, the task force in COVID-19. And there was a research that showed that people who have been vaccinated who are unvaccinated die more of COVID. That, so you find that with young people, they've got all, you know what I'm narrating, is all that information that people will give you as examples in a conversation of, saying, okay, why have you decided to vaccinate? They will tell you, no, ubonela phana government sithi, ubonela phana ama companies athi, ubonela phana omnye umjija wabo osebenza athi asikuthwe benze. So you see that has been the driving force. Mm-hmm. You know, and you find that for young people right now, it's more about what will I lose if I don't do it, mm-hmm. and what do I gain if I do it, kind of an because the examples that are there, to say which ones will be passed, which ones are most events, so which by this time they should be vaccinated, or are we get the vaccinated? Mm-hmm. Or even, you know, so there's a lot of conspiracy around there now. Spuma Elizu, and I was thank you, the intercity travel, if it's opened at some point, you won't be able to travel. So that's the conversation that young people base most of their decision making on, in terms of, you know, the opportunities at stake, Mike, for young people in Zimbabwe is the key thing. To say, well, if I miss this opportunity, you think about the present, but the issues, you think about, should I really miss it because of this kind of a thing? So it's a, no, the environment we are in, or the economic situation that we are in, is kind of like driving most of young people in terms of decisions that they will make, that will make them eligible for accessing certain opportunities when it comes to, you know, the vaccination process. Because they've seen, you know, even institutions in government highlight that if they are not vaccinated, don't come to it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So, now, Dibiti, as we wrap up in Okoye too, before I want to touch on uibonele le video or izwile le video of umama lo who was in Mangura, a cocktail in Tata Listen to Studio 7, SCI. Yeah, now she's part of the group of Abantu Abakanya Nani Baya Saba Ugutlach or Lily Jackson, and there still seems to be a problem with regards to education. Now, what can be done to educate people? Because Uhulmen is running programs on different platforms day in, day out. Tina Njenge Studio 7, we're running programs day in, day out. Nina Njenge Community Podium, we're running programs day in, day out. And there are other organizations that are running programs day in, day out. Befundisa uZulu with regards to COVID-19. Goto, basa kona abantu to this day. Abakanya ngani baya saba ukuthatha le Jackson. Basically, there are several different conspiracy theories that they're learning. What can be done to help these people? Especially abantu basakhulayo, what can they do to help these people?
I think what we need to do, Mike, is with the situation as well, so especially the remote, you know, the issues around, you know, beliefs, people's beliefs, and many conspiracy theories that are flying around on social media, even WhatsApp. So I think what we need to do to deal with this is to continuously share consistently the message about the vaccine, why people should vaccinate, and the benefits thereof, and also when people are informed and they have enough information without so many questions, you find that it's easier for them to make the decision to do it. Right now, I've given you an analogy of how young people think that we have had conversations with. They think, I need to vaccinate because of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 things. They never highlight that I need to get the vaccine so that my immune system possibly could be ready, even if I have the COVID-19 or contract COVID-19, I will not be able to suffer 1 or 2. So there's still less conversation about health, the impact of your health system. But there's a more conversation about in our culture, in our religion, in our this and that, our pastor said, our this said. So it boils down to hearsay also as well, unverified information. So I think ideally let's continue to spread awareness, verify information to our communities, as so the Spulamesho Kawani don't at the same time, but the others will catch up as we go, and as a way to then have people make informed decisions. What is dangerous, Mike, is for me, is to have people making decisions without information. These are lifetime decisions, you know. You don't want to regret when you are really sick on the sick bed, but you want to say, I made this decision, and I stick with it, or I have changed my mind because I had information. I look for all the information that I had, and I got it. And also, we always encourage people give us feedback. What questions do you have? What are the frequently asked questions? We try to also see what we've seen about these frequently asked questions. Just this afternoon, I was taking on the frequently asked questions on the WHO website. Those are the same issues that are actually emanating from the communities. They are conspiracy theories, but unfortunately, we have to stick to the health issues. And we rely on health experts. There is nothing we can do about okunye lokho okungekho in the health system and information.
Before isikhathi sesiyo ngimangoye bengicela ukuthi amazwi akho okugcina ikakhulukazi kwabasakhulayo, those that are listening to uhlelo lwethu.
For young people, guys, let's go out, let's go and vaccinate. If we have any questions, let's engage. Read wisely, guys. Information is online. We are always online. We check. check a lot, we research a lot, let's research and share, also verify information amongst ourselves and our peers. So let's not confuse each other about hearsay, let's share, verify information.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you so much, Nkosi Khona. Thank you so much for taking time out to join us. We really appreciate your input as usual, Bafo.
Thanks, Mike.
Well, Muriya Zimbabwe, that was Nkosi Khona Dibiti, journalist and the founder of Community Podium. To find out more about their programs, please visit their web pages on Twitter, YouTube, and Facebook at Community Podium. Thank you so much for Mr. Dibiti for taking time out to join us. Muriya Zimbabwe, tichiripanyayemwe chete, yekuparara kwechirwere che coronavirus. Over the past couple of weeks, vendors have been a strong focal point of Zimbabwe's vaccination program. Ezra, once again, managed to speak to some vendors in Bulawayo going to their tunga to hear their thoughts. Let's take a look.
The next person is about 2 meters from where.
Hmm.
We have seven foot ten high, but having a second standing.
Hmm. What does that mean? Cut a fellow's hook with a minion.
Conafi government, I have blue, you see, sir. The Eger of Koshama private operator of an Ekuan is who haven't run a minion. My person and our mother's work.
My name is William Trevilians and Jasmine. They are cut up.
I have a lot of choice to make a way of running. Because it's a monument and now we are going to go.
Okay, we are together. So, how about you?
I think
it's
simple.
I'm going to go. Hey,
I'm a person who has food. Two at 70 for the corona.
So, I'm going to go to the money.
even that I want to have one of a staple, seven out of it is much of a hundred. But can you have a mouth or what that is?
About 100.
Well, Muriel Zimbabwe, you're hearing there, Ezra Chisasvanda. You are speaking to the youth of Zimbabwe, young vendors there, going to their tunga, explaining much about what they have to go through. A lot of them, some of them highlighted how they've taken the COVID-19 vaccine, but they're still facing challenges. And one of the things they highlighted is they're pleading with government, and aiwa urumende, 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 tibatsire iwo, seve chidiki, wanoita mabasa ema uoko, and tukusanga nema tambudziko, and kutitiremeke zika mitemo iye lockdown, zvingati netsei, nekuti kuti tigare mumba, zvinenge zvakura kuti tukusangana nezhara. But now, Muriel Zimbabwe, earlier on I mentioned that we're going to be speaking to young people in different professions. Last week we tried to highlight how COVID-19 is affecting young people in the sporting industry. We had Priskin Ngube join us, but unfortunately due to network, we couldn't. So this week, we have Priski back on the line as we focus more about how COVID-19 has affected young people in the sports industry. Priski, welcome to the program. Before, how are you doing?
Bafo, good evening. I'm very well, and yourself?
I'm good, man. It's finally, I'm happy to have you on the program. You sound clear as day. Let's talk a little more about that. The sports industry contributed a lot of money in Zimbabwe, but now, unfortunately, a lot of teams are not playing, a lot of athletes are not making money. How has the COVID-19 pandemic affected abantu abasakhulayo who are in sports?
Probably, Mike, as a point of departure, you remember that last week, as we were talking, I mentioned that maybe sport is not entertainment per se, but it's also an economic activity, and it's an industry where some people dues are paid, where some people's bread is butter. So currently, as the COVID-19 pandemic is affecting all the sectors of our life, be it business, be it informal sector, sport is not an exception in terms of those things. There is no sporting activity currently. There are only a few, maybe, sporting activities that have been going on, for example, cricket. But most of the sporting activities, such as soccer and other maybe crowd pulling sporting activities, are on hold for now.
Mm-hmm.
And due to that, there are some people who have been earning their living through sport, for example, be it the players, be it maybe people who are doing business in partnership with sporting activities. All those people for now, they are grounded because there is no sporting activity.
Mm-hmm.
So, in as much as any other sector is affected by COVID-19, sport then is not also an exception. People in sport are also affected, just as people in business are affected, because sport is a means of living to some other people.
Now, before, as you've highlighted, Njengoba, a lot of young people are not making money right now, especially those who solely rely on being an athlete as a source of income. What are they doing, Uze, by Eneliso Utoli Mario's Pandela? Because that seems, that's a very important thing.
Probably you realize that Zimbabwe is mostly an informal economy. So one way or the other, they are not in sport is closed. People would always find maybe some small things to be doing, for example, these informal trading businesses. So many people have resorted to such kind of activities. Maybe if you have been following news, you realize maybe players of football clubs, some are going on strike because they are crying, because they are not paying rentals. So there is no clear means of living that they have currently, mm-hmm. because sport is closed. So our lack of chance is only to live in the informal sector, just like anyone else is doing currently in Zimbabwe. Mm-hmm. But all that internationally, I would attribute it maybe to our policy as a country. We don't have a clear social protection policy in terms of disasters like COVID-19. Mm-hmm. I wonder about the sports, what we are COVID relief fund maybe for those who are who football. But that money wasn't easy yesterday. So that's why now players are still crying with the peeling in Malian corner, Yabuya, there was no clear or systematic way in which it was distributed. Mm-hmm. We don't know what people did here with the money, or if the clubs were given the money. Mm-hmm. So the sports people are currently in trouble, are living in poverty now.
Sesikhangela-ke inhlelo ezikhona elizweni bafowa, you know, in every country there's like the sports clubs, that all these development programs that are there to empower young people who are looking to venture into being an athlete professionally. How has the COVID-19 pandemic affected all these different programs? We know every sports club is an under 13, under 12, under 18, under 21. How have all these programs been affected?
You realize with currently the sporting activities that are going on are only for the senior team. Maybe if you have noticed the cricket now, Abandalayo, maybe it was only the senior cricket team. Be it soccer, the Redala, this Premier League club, Abandalayo Uchibuku. But we are saying those people are already almost at the climax of their careers. Junior sporting activities are currently on hold. Agula sporting activity for the under 15, for the under 18. And then if we are doing that, we have already shrinked our resource base for future sporting activities as a country. So mm-hmm. COVID-19 has affected such activities because there is no junior sporting activity. About whom we are supposed to be banking on for the future, are currently on lockdown. They are not doing sporting activities. We never know. That was a political condition. Age will no longer be on their side. They have a very short space of time in their sporting careers. And as a country, we are already affected. You know, it's still that junior policy which we have. That's why probably we are trying to fight mostly in most of our sporting disciplines because of a lack of a junior policy. That is clear. And COVID-19 has exacerbated that situation ever since the little part of the world. But these juniors are not training currently.
Mm-hmm. Now, Abriski, I want to talk about the outcomes of some of these performances when we have teams that go abroad. I'm also going to want to touch on the Olympics, but since I got TNT in Dabayama Olympics, I want to talk about some of how the COVID-19 pandemic has affected some of our national teams. For example, we saw the Warriors crashing out of CAF early, which is very not normal for the Warriors. And when the coach was asked, the first thing he said was he hasn't had enough time with his team. All this comes down to the COVID-19 pandemic. Speak to us a little more about such circumstances.
Maybe on the case of the Warriors, you would notice that the Costa Cup, the players who went to those games were largely drawn from the pool of local clubs. And for the whole of last year, the 2020 year, there was no sport, there was no soccer activity in our country. So now you are going at a tournament having players who have been not in any sporting activity for the past 1 full year, and you only have maybe 1 or 2 weeks training for maximum, and then we would expect such a team to perform maybe a miracle at a continental stage, which is impossible. So I think COVID-19 has affected our sporting activities. Despite that, we already had our own challenges, maybe in our sporting field. But COVID-19 has further added to our already existing world. Because now, of course, look at it, Wahambala, the players were only trained for only 2 weeks. These players were not in any sporting activity. Then, Selosia Galangali, for example, with our neighbors, South Africa has been in sport last year. Most of the African countries, it's only Zimbabwe, maybe in the last sporting activity. So those things, sports, you can't separate sport with training. You can't separate maybe sports with economic activity. So that's why as a country, we can't do very well when it comes to our sporting activity. We have a very limited time. You go prepare for every activity.
So, since Kanyela Gay, the Olympics, which is the most recent thing that everybody's talking about, we focus on the Zimbabwean team here. Even though there's been the COVID-19 pandemic, we see young people like Udona Takatai doing exceptionally well. What is your take on how the Zimbabwean team is faring so far?
The Zimbabwean team has done very well. Personally, I was following the performances of these players. Actually, I was only disappointed to learn that Donata is no longer proceeding. But mm-hmm. he has done exceptionally well. Mm-hmm. He has a promising career. Remember, he's only 17. So mm-hmm. he's still young. He has a bright future in sports. If only as a country which is rally behind such a good talent, support them, be it with resources, give them the time and the space to shine for them to train. Also, in the afternoon, I learned that Peter Wold is also cut out of the tournament mm-hmm. because he could not make it in terms of time. But their performance for now has been exceptionally well. Mm-hmm. And you realize, for example, on the case of Peter, this guy has been in the U.S. League, so that's why he has been doing his training. Mm-hmm. So it all maybe also remains as a challenge to our country that we should put proper infrastructure for our athletes to train, to enjoy that training environment locally, so that maybe even if they go and excel at a global stage, we are proud to feed the country. Because currently they are raising higher
of me. Since Kanyela Zimbabwe Briski, this was a very young team. As you mentioned, people like Donata. Donata's only 17 years old. She still has quite the long career ahead of her. The next Olympics will be in 2024, I believe, in France. How important do you think this decision has been for the Zimbabwean Olympic Committee to carry a team that is full of very, very young people who will be here for the next couple of years?
Sorry, come again. I did not check your
question. Bengitsi, if we look at the team, Zimbabwe, it's a lot of young people. We look at Udonata, 17 years old. She's still going to be around in 2024, and she's already doing really good times. How important do you think it is for the Zimbabwean team to maintain such a young squad looking forward for future generations?
Sporting activities, you would realize, most of the people who are in sports are like youth. There are very few male adults who are in that field. So I think the future is really bright for us as a country. So I really applaud maybe the Olympic Committee for going with such a youthful squad. But my view would be that for maybe future tournaments, for these people to excel, let them be supported whatever means they need. So that maybe if they are to go again to the Olympics in 2024, they will do well. Because, by the way, this capacity of training and preparing. Usually, when they are going for tournaments, the government are rushing by the last minute with the keeping and supporting people. So let them have enough time, they are still young, but still enough time to prepare. Then our players is going to rise higher in Zimbabwe due to this youthful talent.
Mm-hmm. Bafo isikhathi iso sesidlong mangoyi kodwa singakagqibi lengqoqo bengifisa ukuthinta udaba lolu ngolimi lokamama ngamafishane ngoba we have an entire audience that only understand Ndebele. So bengicela ukuthi ubatshele umbono wakho ngalokho okwenzakalayo elizweni okumayelana ngokumemetheka kwe-COVID-19 ikakhulukazi sikhangela abantu abasakhulayo abakwezemidlalo.
Okay, ebengikutsho bafo ukuthi khona i-COVID-19 ihlasele abantu abaphila ndawo zonke. Nxa ihlasele abantu abakubhizinisi nabantu abakwezemindlelo njalo labo ibahlasele khathesa kula nto abangayenza ngoba ngaphansi komthetho we-lockdown njengelizwe. So abantu abakwi-sport labo they also need ukuthiwa khona ukuthi basekelwe ngakho konke okungatholakala. For example, emva ngale kwakwaba nama-incentives awathiwa people in business. Ama-sport people labo bangakuthola ngokwakabala nzuzo abayitholayo. And njengelizwe kasizameni ukuthuthukisa isigaba sezemidlalo. Sengitsho khona i-sport ingabi yi-entertainment but ibe yindlela yokubisa imali, ibe yengxenye yezinto zomnotho ezenzakala phakathi kwelizwe lethu. Wee silabantu abancane kakhulu abakwi-sport abangaphakamisa ilizwe leZimbabwe kudlula nge-sport babise njalo imali through sporting activities.
Isikhathi sesedlule ngumangoyi bafo bengicela ukuthi uphosa lamazwi akho okugcina.
Amazwi okugcina ukuthi khona abantu abakwezemidlalo kathesi kule campaign yokuthi khona abantu baye-vaccinated. Sport people should also go and get vaccinated. Ukuze lanxa kungavula i-sport ukuthi khona abantu abangavaccinethanga kabadlali bona they will be at a safer stage. Then to all the youth, I've realized that there is a very limited number of youth who are going to be vaccinated. I would call upon the youth, let's go and be vaccinated. COVID-19 is real and it affects everyone.
Mm-hmm. Priskin Mube, thank you so much for taking time out to be with us. Bafosi Abonga Kulu, we really appreciate your time.
It's been a pleasure, Bafo. Thank you very much.
Well, Mudia Zimbabwe, you are hearing there from Priski Ngube, a sports analyst and a youth development practitioner, Tinotenda Zvikurusa, Kuna Ngube, Nekupinda Mchirongwa. Mudia Zimbabwe, just under 2 minutes left, Pano Pachirongwa Cheluchewe Chidiki. If you're tuning in right now, Magatera Chirongwa Cheluchewe Chidiki, Ushelo Lwaba Cha, Lilami Umayko Ove, Sandubonga, Wonku Muntu Ongenayo Kutelo, Ola, Silinga Kotli, Upala, Imibone, Nugu Facebook, Sikona Njalo, VOA Ndebele, VOA Studio 7, Lagu VOA. A Shona. If you're tuned in right now, Media Zimbabwe, you're listening to Live Talk The Connection. I'm your host, Mike Ove. We're speaking to youth about the COVID-19 pandemic in Zimbabwe.
Chupanda poe kamang mawiza, I'm a quite artist, aka Mr. Columnist to an Evenity. Guys, COVID-19, ababiza nge corona in the corner. Pambili nge social distancing, as keze nizanja, always stay safe, stay home. Last night.
Easy, Majid. Easy.
Shout out to Mr. Nkulumis Kiwa Ngevenekula. Mawiza. Follow him on social media at Mawiza Online. He has new music coming out soon, so check him out. Muria Zimbabwe. Just under 20 seconds, 1 minute 20 seconds left. Pano Pachirongwa Cheluchewe Chidiki, Muria Zimbabwe. Sandukubonga wonke umuntu ongenayo kuhlelo. Thank you so much to everybody who tuned in. Just to check out a couple of comments. Ngiyabona ukuthi abantu basakhona ababhalayo imibono yabo. Nangu Brighton uthi linjani, Molika VOA. endebele siyabonga Brighton ngokungena kuhlelo. Bekithemba Nyathi uthi ki thank you so much Bekithemba ngokungena kuhlelo. Bekani Moyo uyabuza ukuthi ayisekho enye topic ngaphandle kwe coronavirus. Mina ngithi ayikho vele le corona yakhona kungadlalwa ngabantu. Ananga Bekani Moyo uthi he doesn't believe that coronavirus is a thing. Siyabonga Bekani ngokungena kuhlelo. But pay attention silokhe siqhubekela phambili silethulela okunengi ngokwenzakala elizweni COVID-19 related. Kwane lokwalamhla muri eZimbabwe sasifika kumagume echirongwa chedu chanhasi. Let's meet same time, same place, pano pachirongwa chedu chemechidiki. Feel free to catch up with me at BigMike3, BigMyke3 on Twitter and Instagram. Muri eZimbabwe, let's meet same time, same place next week. Bye bye!